All right, thanks for those comments. It certainly does seem to be an issue that we have to look at, and it's somewhat outside the terms of our reference, but I'm sure that we'll be able to make some sort of comment and some sort of suggestion to government with respect to it, because it does, as I say, it just kept striking me how much was given to the justice groups to do.
Robert,
just one thing.
Always pardon me, the voice comes out of nowhere and I don't get the clue as to where it's coming from.
Because one other thing we've had in our community with the problem-solving focus as well, we're looking at it with our housing program now in regards to that. What we've got our new refurbished constructions, and all our new refurbished homes now are all alcohol-free. So if you want a house in our community, this is what you sign up for.
Right.
And we're covering at least, we've got probably about 10 or 15 homes at the moment that are actually in that process. So what we're actually going to get done with them is actually the signs are going to go on top of the building alcohol-free. We've also got the other area that we've worked out with, and that deals with a lot of our domestic violence, that deals with a lot of the substance abuse, vandalism. So we're linked in the police with that. Says, look, and we've sent a letter to the justice group saying, look, these are the houses that we've got now, so we want these signs up on there. And we've actually advised the police these homes here are alcohol-free. So we've actually requested them to do the policing on those homes. We've actually got our crisis care homes that are set up at the moment for our...
Just on that, before we move off that issue, how are the police expected to police that issue? Is it something in the council bylaws? These are problems that I can see arising.
There are a lot of problems in the area. What we're looking at is resolving the issue. So, I mean, if they've got alcohol on the premises, it gives the police the opportunity to visualise who the perpetrators are on there, if there's a domestic violence order out with that person, and if it's in through our bylaws, we've got the alcohol-free. It gives them the opportunity to look at who are the kids there with the truancy program. So it starts to link in a lot of other social issues, and not only does it have to be a policing matter, but it also can be a referral from the police to the Department of Child Safety, because policing should be just specifically policing, not child mining or looking after others. And I think that's where a lot of the times the community will fall down, because they think it's a police responsibility to do everything. But also it'd be good too with that referrals coming from the police department and then sending, say, hey, yeah, we've got a lot, you know, 20 to 35 people partying around this place at 10, 12, So they need to address a lot of those issues.
Right. We'll come back to parties later, because that's an issue that seemed to come up everywhere. But can I ask you, Lawrence, about another initiative that I understand Warrabinda has been looking at, and that's the curfew?
Yeah, the curfew is actually, we've had it now within this draft form, we've sent it back. Because one of the things under the curfew, we've taken out, looking at it now, and it needs to be reviewed by the council, the community police officers, and what we want to reinstate there is QUATSIP officers. Because QUATSIP officers can actually charge people under our bylaws, where our PLOs can't.
So are you bringing in a curfew under your council bylaws?
Bylaws, yes.
Right.
The curfew is more or less, it was more of a bait more than anything else to get the people to say a curfew. They think they're going to get the people off the streets. But it's not that. It's to organise kids, to send them to activity structured programs that are already on the place for the individual, a community member or a community police or a Queensland Police State Officer to have a look when they take those kids home to see whether they're partying all night or whether the kids are getting a good sleep and who are the people around there. So it's a tool to get the organisation networking within our community. Right, Department of Child Safety needs to be involved here. And this needs to be involved. The juvenile justice needs to be involved, the curfew. So it was a tool to network the agencies.
Okay. And that's what it was all about. And you're doing that in conjunction with those various agencies, including the police?
Well, what we're hoping to do is, one, is that the curfew will also... we want the community policing it. Even with our alcohol plans, the community knows which are the dry houses. They will certainly dob those people in or report the incidents. So they're the watchdogs. So that's something we don't have to really worry about. So we're looking at, trying to educate the community in those areas, because a lot of them will, because there are a lot of overcrowding and people need homes. So it's a good tool to say, okay, well, these people aren't looking after their houses, they're wrecking it, so I'm going to report them.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah.